Does she have a pod?
Of course she does. I don't know. That's what we should do instead of like flipping a coin from now on. You pick a person, and if they have a podcast, you win. Jeff, I have a question about your childhood.
Oh, not again. This is like Bandersnatch.
What movie did you see when you were too young that scarred you a little bit?
Well, I remember seeing Jurassic Park at the drive-in, and it was like so late. I was like, I can't believe I'm up this late. So I thought it was a more serious movie than it really was.
Wait, you thought it was like real? Did you think it was a documentary?
Well, yes, it did give me some misconceptions about science for a long time. I'll admit that. But no, I thought because we like had to stay up so late for it, it was like a secret movie, like a porn or a, like an X-rated movie. But no, it was just because it's the drive-in.
Were you scared of the dinosaurs for a long time? Like, did you have nightmares about them or anything?
No, because I actually fell asleep before anything scary happened in that movie. I just remember the beginning part when they're like sucking the mosquito.
Right.
Sucking the blood out of the mosquito.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, that's great news. We can get any animal back. I'm sure that works for everything. Why aren't they doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. It does seem like a really easy thing to do the way they presented it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get to the scene where they are like getting out of the car and they see the brontosauri walking?
Probably.
Like when they see the dinosaurs for the first time, because that's like a wholesome scene. It's not scary yet.
I don't remember. Also, I was like seven or eight years old, so.
Yeah. My nephews watched that movie a lot when they were really young. Like they just had, you know how kids will just watch a movie on repeat? That was theirs, Jurassic Park.
Mm, nice. I might have seen like one scary thing and it scarred me enough that I never watched the full movie.
Have you never seen it?
I've still never seen the full thing.
That's crazy. You should. It still holds up. Like
I've heard it's good.
It's one of the it's one of those weird ones where the special effects aren't dated somehow. Like they just did a really good job at,
because we actually don't know what dinosaurs looked like, so
just like there wasn't, I feel like there was just a lot of puppets and stuff, and it worked, and a lot of like dark lighting.
Smart use of practical effects and stuff.
Yeah, you definitely should watch it.
The sound work's amazing, I've heard.
Yeah.
Did you know they used a baby elephant for the T-Rex sound?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I might have said that on a previous episode.
That's from another podcast,
right?
That's
my go-to fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that all the dinosaurs' names have changed since we learned them?
I know. It's bullshit. I get angry every time.
Yeah. We don't know any of them anymore.
And it's like, Mia made the first name up anyway. Like,
That's what I thought, too. Like,
why don't you just stick with that? What's the point in...
What are the rules? Like, they seem somewhat arbitrary, but I guess there's got to be some rhyme or reason to it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What's your favorite dinosaur?
I always really liked the one with the four spikes on the end of its tail.
That's mine too, Ankylosaurus.
Oh, dude, I never knew the name.
There is a...
I just thought that was a badass thing to have.
Yeah, it looks like a big turtle, right, with a spiky tail.
Yeah, almost. Basically. Yeah.
And it has spikes on its head too, I think, and little ones on its back. Yeah, that's my favorite dinosaur, and I think it's a little bit obscure. Like, people say, like, pterodactyl or T-Rex.
Yeah. I also love the Stegosaurus, though, the long neck.
Long neck.
Oh, wait, that's Brontosaurus something.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Although, none of these names are right anymore.
No, yeah. Well, you know what? They're right to me. They're right to the Land Before Time generation, and that's all that matters.
They have an Ankylosaurus tail at the ROM here in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
If you want to see one.
Nice.
A little smaller than I thought, to be honest.
Probably more impressive when it's being swung at like 100 miles an hour at your face.
Yeah. I thought that thing was badass. And like, because it has a shell, very easy to defend itself. It has a shell and a spike tail.
Is it a Slowbro?
Kind of, yeah.
What is Slowbro's evolution?
I don't know.
There's like a slightly more badass
isn't there,
Slowbro. When I think it gets spikes, it might be like basically that dinosaur.
Is Slowbro the one that has another Pokemon attached to its tail?
Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, that's the bro.
Yeah,
it's the it's like a rattle. No, it's a shell.
Yeah, and it has eyes.
Yeah.
Which is super weird.
Yeah, there's slow and there's bro. I'm not sure which is which.
Yeah, movies that scared me.
I know what it is. Slow poke is the first evolution.
Right.
Yeah. Slow bro. Somehow when he evolves, another being is created.
Right.
Yeah. Attached to him.
There's no rules in Pokemon.
No rules. It's such a crazy
Some of the
universe.
New ones are so dumb. movies that scared me, though. I think I saw Psycho too young. Have you ever seen Psycho?
Yes. The Norman...
Yes.
Not Norman Bates. Well, I mean, that's a character.
That's the character, yeah.
But, the Vince Vaughn version or the original?
No, the original.
Okay.
I haven't seen the new one, I don't think. But yeah, I saw the original and it's scary just because it's like old looking anyways.
Yeah.
But also it's scary as fuck. Like, you've seen it, right?
No, it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
But no, I do remember seeing the Vince Vaughn version like when it came out. I was probably like 12.
Yeah.
And we watched it at my friend's house on like a sleepover.
Nice.
I think our motivation was that we knew Anne Heche's boob was in it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But it just turned out to be like an epic horror movie.
Yeah.
That we weren't prepared for.
The shower scene is, you know, classic.
That's what we were waiting for the whole time. Yeah, we're like, yeah, I got to see that shower scene.
Yeah, man. Except she's being stabbed in.
Yeah, and then we're like, oh, this is different.
Why am I not aroused?
Why am I still aroused? More like...
I think I also saw The Exorcist maybe a little too early.
It's always too early to see The Exorcist.
It's just a bad one.
You're never ready. No, it's an amazing, amazing movie.
Yeah, yeah, but it's bad for your health.
Yeah, yeah. There's no psyche. Like, it's almost like the chicken pox. Like, you should see it when you're young to prepare you for life.
Yeah.
If you see that thing as an adult and you're not ready... could ruin you.
Another movie with practical effects, the pea soup barf.
Probably the most famous practical effect of all time.
Yeah, how did they do the head spinning? That's something to think about. Because her head spins all the way around, right?
Totes.
Yeah.
How did they do the cross masturbating?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
She was 12.
I think they just had looser rules about child actors back then.
Yeah. she was not well after.
No. And yeah, like today, like McLovin had to have his mom in the room for his sex scene. Like, things have changed.
Movisode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Popcorn Butter. You know it ain't real butter. Welcome back. It's part two of Movisode. My question to you is, what 180 sequel do you want to see made?
A 180 sequel is what?
Okay. So it's a sequel to an existing movie, but you totally change the direction. Like, it's set in the same universe, but you can take a totally different spin on it.
New
it can
rules.
Be a gritty remake, or here's an example. I want to see Little Mermaid redone, but live action and also a porn.
Well, first of all, I'm sure that exists.
It definitely exists.
Second of all, Disney's going to make a live-action Little Mermaid very soon because they're doing all of them, right? Yeah.
I want to see Disney budget in an X-rated format.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like 500 Days of Summer or some like romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Except Joseph Gordon-Levitt is just like a bounty hunter or something.
Oh, I like that one. How about 500 Days of Summer, but he's like in a time loop for 500 days. It's a sci-fi. And Summer is like an AI.
Yes.
That is trying to guide him through I don't know, maybe sabotage him.
Yeah, pulling the strings.
It's basically Looper meets Fifth Element meets... 500 Days of Summer meets Zooey Deschanel.
How about Up, but the kid never is involved and he just flies away.
It's a short.
It goes well.
It's a Pixar short then? It's like 8 minutes long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it would almost be better, because you'd still have that super sad, sappy intro that everyone loves, and then he would just leave.
Yeah. Wait, we're doing this wrong. It's supposed to be sequels, not remakes.
Okay.
So, does the old man survive to the end of Up?
Yeah.
Okay, then after that, he goes crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and for 500 Days of Summer, it's just, the story continues.
Yeah, and then he, because you know how a new girl comes in, it's like Autumn at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the continuation is he...
So that's sort of like...
starts to realize he's in a loop.
Yeah, that's like 500 Days of Summer plus her, almost.
Yeah.
How about another cartoon, like Transformers?
Oh, man. Well, we've seen the Beast Wars...
I know, I feel like that's
Transformers.
Like they did it right already.
It's not like a 180 sequel, but I think the 180 sequel would be like, they're just humans. It's like, it's Riverdale. It's what Riverdale is to Archie.
Yeah.
They make a teen drama out of Transformers.
Are their names still dumb? Like,
oh yeah.
Like Maximus Prime?
For sure.
Optimus Prime.
But it's a girl and we call her Maxie.
Oh, that's gross. Okay, I like that. I kind of like the concept of Riverdale, like just taking the sort of general universe. They did it with Sabrina the Teenage Witch as well.
Yeah, it's not a total 180 though.
No. You're not flipping anything on its head.
How about like Home Alone 5, but Macaulay Culkin is like a Jason Bourne type? And like
I love this already.
He's used all the training he's had as a kid, like fighting off robbers, and he's now like the best, like elite Sam Fisher special forces.
Yep. I feel like that'd be especially funny if Macaulay Culkin was the actor, because he's not like ripped or anything. Yeah. Like, so for him to be like this badass.
Yeah, no, he doesn't need to be. He just MacGyvers his way out of everything.
Yeah. What would Home Alone be like today?
It's like you almost couldn't make it, because it'd have to be so different, because nobody could buy into like leaving your child alone or like this scenario ever happening.
Yeah.
Or just having the way that the cop shows up at their house in the beginning and just like stands around talking about like, what's your security setup?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what world are these people in? Like, yeah, Home Alone would have to be so different.
There's a lot of movies like that and TV shows though, like pre-cell phones, that don't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
Like every plot of a sitcom.
Totes.
I mean, that's, you have to let some things go though for all shows, because like logic has no place in sitcoms. Like just talk to the person about whatever your problem is, you know? Okay, let's do TV shows. Let's do like 180 TV shows.
Okay. Family Guy, but Peter's like a lawyer, like a like a New York, like snappy, yuppie lawyer.
And it's live action, and he's played by Danny DeVito.
Yes. Chris Griffin is played by The Rock.
So this is like Family Guy meets Always Sunny meets I don't know what.
The only connection to Always Sunny is that Danny DeVito's in it.
But also that Danny DeVito like doesn't jive with the other cast. Like The Rock and Danny DeVito don't go together.
Okay, yeah. They're father and son, but they're always at odds.
Yeah.
And like he wants The Rock to be like a lawyer like him. The Rock wants to do wrestling, but also like sing.
What other TV shows can we do? What are you watching lately, TV-wise?
Let's see. I just finished Umbrella Academy.
Right.
Loved
That's like,
it.
Is that like X-Men, sort of?
Yeah, kind of.
That's the vibe I get from the trailer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a heroes-y X-Men superpower thing.
Okay, let's flip X-Men on its head.
Okay, X-Men. It's just all the... Like, Magneto succeeds? No. Who's the one who tries to take all powers away?
I don't remember. How about this, though? Everyone has powers except the X-Men. They're normal.
Isn't that the same thing? Okay.
No, they fight crime. They're just not very good at it.
Okay. Okay.
And it's a comedy.
Okay, I love it. It's a ragtag group of normals.
Yeah.
Trying to make it as superheroes in a fully super world.
Yes, yes. I think we've hit on something here.
It's like, it's Kick-Ass meets The Underdogs
meets... Mystery Men?
Oh, yeah, Mystery Men.
Yeah.
Oh, man, a sick reference, actually. I also saw that at the drive-in once.
Oh, nice.
And I'm sure I fell asleep.